I was informed of the accident by a policeman. The car was mine and they'd traced the license. His tone was respectful. No doubt he recognized Richard's name. He said the tires may have caught on a streetcar track, or the brakes may have failed. But he also felt bound to inform me that two witnesses, a retired lawyer and a bank teller, dependable people, had claimed to have seen the whole thing. They'd said Laura had turned the car sharply and deliberately and had plunged off the bridge with no more fuss than stepping off a curb. They'd noticed her hands on the wheel because of the white gloves she'd been wearing. It wasn't the brakes, I thought. She had her reasons. Not that they were ever the same as anybody else's reasons. She was completely ruthless in that way. I suppose you want someone to identify her, I said. I'll come down as soon as I can. I could hear the calmness of my own voice as if from a distance. In reality, I could barely get the words out. My mouth was numb. My entire face was rigid with pain. I felt as if I'd been to the dentist. I was furious with Laura for what she'd done, but also with the policeman for implying that she'd done it. A hot wind was blowing around my head, the strands of my hair lifting and swirling in it, like ink spilled in water. But it was an accident. My sister was never a good driver.